Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone! Welcome to the Originals After Show. This is season 2, episode 8, and I have the show name, I promise. It is The Brothers That Care Forgot. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Tiana Hobson. Unfortunately, Roxy and Cortez both couldn't be here because of Thanksgiving. They decided to go be with their families or something like that. But you know who is here, who's loyal to everyone? Miss Katie Campbell.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay, I can hear you now. I can adjust my headphones. All right, there we go. All better now. Yeah. So what was your... Because we didn't get to watch this episode together.
Yeah.
So how were you feeling about... Because a lot of stuff happened in last night's episode.
I had a lot of emotions going. I was happy sometimes. I was, like, shocked at other things that happened. Mm-hmm. What did you feel?
I also had a lot of feels, as I like to call them. I just... I had some feels going on. And I feel like every week I'm changing who I want Haley with because they're showing me with her with different people. And I'm like, oh, I like her with him when she's with him. Oh, I like her over there when she's with that person too.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I understand that because I'm very much a Halijah, but I kind of like the whole Haley Jackson thing. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
I really like Jackson. I think he's sweet, so...
All right, well, we'll get more into Haley and Jackson and that whole surprise in a minute. But let's start off. We start off with Klaus and Elijah, okay? So we know that they have their brothers, Finn and Cole, who in my notes I wrote down Finn and Vincent. This is how confusing it is. Same person.
Too many names.
Too many names. Like, go by one or the other. I feel like everyone has two identities right now.
And they still throw the Vincent and the Caleb in there.
Yeah, because Davina was calling him Caleb, and I was like, no, just call him Cole. Everyone knows he's Cole.
Yeah.
Like, his new name is just Cole, okay? Like, it's too confusing any other way.
Yes.
But Klaus wants for Cole and Finn to pledge their allegiance to him instead of their mother, Esther. Mm-hmm. And he decides, you know, he's actually, in a surprising twist, he's the one who's kind of showing restraint in this moment. And it's Elijah who's like, well, let's torture them. Let's rip their limbs from limb. And
I know.
Apparently, Esther's little, sorry, my boob keeps hitting the microphone. they're just in the way. Apparently, Esther's, you know,
tricks worked.
Blunders on him.
I was shocked when Klaus said that to him. The world has turned because he has to restrain him from doing these things now. And it's usually Elijah calming Klaus down and saying, no, we need to, you know, take this another way. It's insane how much her torturing him worked.
Yeah, and it's insane, too, because we just saw... I mean, we saw Klaus struggle with it, but at the same time, he killed his father last week. His actual biological father.
I mean,
he was able to do that, and it hurt him to do it, but he still did it. So to see him go from that person to, hey, let's show some restraint here.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what's happening right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
That was a little weird.
I mean, the whole killing his father, too, was to protect his daughter. He's doing things, everything for Hope.
Everything for Hope. Yeah. But my question is, even if Klaus is able to get both Finn and Cole, or one of them, on his side, would you trust them at that point?
Would I trust Klaus, or would I trust Cole?
Cole and Finn.
I'm still thinking that Cole is on his own team, and I'm kind of scared of him, especially he likes practicing the dark magic, and I think that he's going to have a few tricks up his sleeve, even though he says he's joining their side for now. I would never trust Finn, though. What about you?
I wouldn't know if I could trust either of them because they were just teamed up with my mom because, you know, she offered them, you know, whatever she's offering them. And then I come around, I'm like, no, you need to be on my team now. And then you flop over to my side. It's like they're too wishy-washy if they keep going back and forth. At least in the beginning of the episode, that's how I was feeling. By the end of it, I had some different feelings about things because we learned more stuff. But just in the initial thing, I'm like, Klaus, just put them in a coffin somewhere. Get them out of the way. Because you don't know if you can trust people.
I know. I know. He wanted to know the secrets and what's going on with Esther. That's why he, you know, kept questioning them and keeping them around.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does get some answers. Enter Marcel, who has had a problem with Cole being around, especially around Davina, because we have to remember Marcel's childhood. Cole was never a great person to him and, you know, traumatized him as a little boy. Right. So he sees him with Davina and he's like, whoa, no. So then he comes and he gets to torture Cole. And I think Marcel got a little more pleasure out of that than what's normal for people to get when they're torturing someone.
He definitely enjoyed it. I think he, like you said, back in the day, he was, I think he was scared of him. And he still has that fear deep down. So he was kind of taking this chance to attack him and get things out of him. And he was going to take it and roll with it. And he was going to scare Cole for a change is what he wanted.
Yeah, that would have been great. I mean, he does get him to talk a little bit. He kind of keeps stabbing him with that pin in the hand. And then he gives him his vampire blood to heal him and then does it again. And then, I mean, this was something interesting because I think last week we made a mistake on the podcast when we said that witches can't be turned into vampires.
Yeah.
And thank you for everyone at home because you guys totally caught that and called us out for it many, 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 many times. So so we do apologize. But he did say to Cole, you know, what's stopping me from just turning you right back into a vampire again? And Cole's answer was kind of like, well, my mom just will put me in another body if anything happens to me.
So she can just do that right on the spot? Do you think she would know that they're actually doing that to them, that she moved them from a body? Or is it just when she learns about it, then she'll switch it to another body?
I think when she learns about it. But then he said something else about, you know, actually dying for real, which I was like, this is actually interesting, too, because as of right now, he is mortal. So you could just kill him and he would actually be gone.
Yeah. Like, how can you, because the other side is gone. How are you gonna bring him back?
And he's not an immortal or supernatural being. Well, he's still a witch, so I guess that makes him supernatural still.
But you can see that he is on his own team because he did say, I don't think the Michelson family would really care that much if I was gone permanently.
Which speaks a lot to what Cole is going through right now because everyone's wondering why he's so for himself. And, you know, one week it's like, yes, I'm going to team up with you, Davina. We're going to take down Klaus. And then the next it's, oh, no, like, I'm with Esther and I'm going to do this. And then now it's like, oh, I'm going to go help my brother, Klaus, who I wanted to kill last week. Right. Because, I mean, I think it makes a lot of sense that he didn't feel love. He was always going for their attention. And that's why he was acting out and doing all these things. And he just wanted some brotherly love.
You know, what's interesting, too, though, do you think that he's going on their side because he didn't see himself getting out of that situation he was in? So he was going to say, I'm agreeing with you right now. Sure, I'll help you. But still, even when he was on Esther's team, he was not telling her when he saw Michael for the first time. So he's going to keep secrets.
I think that I'm with you in that even if he is on Klaus's side, he's still got Team Cole going for himself because that dude just is always has something up his sleeve that you're just not, you never know his full story or his full allegiance. And I don't know. I feel like too much time has gone by because, you know, we do see him and Klaus have that moment of, you know, Klaus being like, I want you to know I did mourn your death. I did try to avenge you. Like, you're my brother. I do love you. But has too much time gone by and too many, you know, mistrusted things between them to bury the hatchet? Just kind of like with Klaus and his dad. It was too little too late. And Klaus still didn't want to forgive his father for, you know, never coming to get him. Right. I feel like Cole could pull the same card. It's too little too late. You've daggered me for 80 years. You've killed me multiple times. Like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah,
it's too late. I'm over you. I wanted your attention and now I'm kind of done with it.
Yeah, I think that could happen with Cole.
I mean, it's just, he's one of those guys you just never know.
I know.
But, I mean, I guess we'll see. Meanwhile, Klaus is over there with Finn, trying to get him to talk. And Finn actually reveals some good information that Klaus does not actually believe.
I think he believes it, but he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to believe it, huh?
Yeah, because when, at the end when he said, stop talking about your fairy tales, Finn was like, if you think it's fairy tales, then why do I see fear in your eyes?
I mean, good point right there.
And I think Dahlia's right around the corner.
Dahlia, do you think, I mean, I know that Esther, and this is getting a little predictions, I know that Esther has been looking for Rebecca since they got back, and mm-hmm. that's what, you know, Finn and Cole tell them, like, our mom's been looking for Rebecca. You guys say you're all about family. Where's our sister? And I was like, good point there.
We've been wondering that ourselves. We're like, is she not tracking her?
Yeah, exactly. But we know that Rebecca had a bit, which... almost like the other word. Sorry. Had a witch put a cloaking spell on them, you know, so they couldn't be found and everything. But I don't know, just this whole thing with like having Rebecca in the family and them not looking for her, like it makes me think that Dahlia is actually the one who like has found Rebecca and they just think it's Esther who found her.
I completely thought that when I saw the crows. I was like, that's not Esther, that's Dahlia. I bet you. And they're all thinking, like you said, it's Esther. She's the one that's found him. No. I think Dahlia knows that Hope is alive.
I feel like she has to know because there's something about whatever deal they made that would let her be able to sense that, you know, a firstborn is out there. That's why she came to collect, you know, the first child,
right?
You know, I can't.
Freya.
Yeah, Freya. That's why she came. Freya was not a baby anymore.
Yeah.
She was walking and, like, old enough to remember. So it's like, clearly, Dahlia let her hang out for a little bit and was like, all right, I'm coming to collect.
Yeah.
Give me the child.
And Ansel, I know he's not a witch or anything. He was a wolf, but he was sensing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that Hope was alive. So maybe she has her own witchy way of sensing it.
And I don't know. I know a lot of people online are saying that the deal was for the firstborn, you know, had to die. But mm-hmm. I keep rewatching this and they only say sacrifice. And I know a lot of people are saying sacrifice means the same as die. But I just feel like there's a significance in saying you have to sacrifice and that we saw her just walk away holding the child's hand. We never saw, I mean, not that they're going to show a baby getting slaughtered or anything, but there's no sort of like she's on an altar being sacrificed type of thing. So I still want to know what happened because not all of me believes that Freya is dead.
No, I honestly think it could go either way. I would think initially that it means death, but I can see that they would throw Freya back into the mix and she's going to come back later, and I kind of want that to happen, and I think it'd be interesting to see how even she even feels about all of this.
Yeah. I mean, Finn even says when he's telling Klaus about it, he says, Esther gave her away.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just something about the way that they're saying things.
Yeah.
It's still in my mind. This is the originals. There's a loophole for everything. People come back from the dead all the time.
Yeah.
So I just would not be surprised if Freya ends up coming around at some point.
Yeah.
And it's like a real family reunion.
I want to see that.
I mean, I want to see that too. And then just, you know, Klaus being Klaus, I wrote down this quote about, he's talking about Esther to Cole. I think it was to Cole. But he says, a mother cares for her children. A monster does not. Once you accept she is the latter, you'll stop expecting the former.
Yeah.
And I just was like, wow, that's deep.
I think she is a monster.
Do you think she's a monster?
I think she keeps saying she's doing this for her family, but she's hurting other people at the same time. She's putting them in people's bodies. I don't know. I think she's kind of blurred the lines there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of both.
She definitely is a little bit of both right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, they say that mothers will do anything for their children and you know, drastic measures will be taken, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe she is just a really, really loving mother, or her love has turned her into a monster because of what she does to her kids. But I don't know. We didn't get to see Esther tonight or last night, but I mean, clearly she'll be back for the winter finale because that's going to be crazy. But we did get to see Rebecca and baby Hope.
We've been waiting for this.
Oh, I've been waiting all season for this. And Hope is so cute.
I know.
And Rebecca's so cute as like a young single mom at the park hanging out with her baby.
Oh, she loves her. She really wants that for herself.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary that, I don't know, I think she might want to take Esther's deal.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So Klaus sends Elijah to go help out Rebecca because she calls and is like, look, mom's little starlings, black crow things have found us, so yeah, we need to move. So they go, and Elijah's waiting for her at this
diner
place, he starts getting like a little weird, and he's asking the waitress like, hey, has anyone suspicious been here? And like compels her, and she's like, only you, dude. Yeah. And then the next time we see him, everyone in the restaurant has been murdered, all because some guy at the counter was giving him a little side eye.
This is going to pose a problem, I think. It's going to get worse for him, remembering this. I mean, she said as long as he was clean, he's going to forget everything. I don't even think he is knowing that he's doing these things.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he blacked out something because he was just sitting there, like, waiting for Rebecca and so happy to see her and Hope and talking, you know, about all these things. And he almost opened up with Esther's sort of deal for him, which I kind of expected Rebecca to be a little more enthusiastic about it, but he was actually the one who was like, I can't lie, like, I thought about it, and, you know, then she's like, oh, well, I need to go change the baby's diaper, and then that's when she finds that, like, everyone has been killed.
Yes.
And it's kind of scary for her, but, I mean, I was expecting Rebecca to instantly be like, oh, yes, I want that.
I think in her face there was a glimpse of that. I really do think she's going to want it. And whenever Esther does see her for the first time and she offers her that deal, I think that she would take it.
Yeah.
I really do.
I can't see a reason why she wouldn't take it, except for her brothers. Elijah and Klaus, not the other two.
Right. Because she's wanted this her whole life, falling in love and having babies.
Yeah. And she even said that having Hope, like, kind of reignited the feeling of, you know, she wants that for herself. And it's very sad because I would love to see Rebecca happy and able to settle down, but I just don't see Klaus letting her. And I know that that sounds very controlling of him, which he is, and I think that they've gotten to a point now in their relationship where Klaus does want his sister to be happy, but there's still always going to be that part of him that's like, our family needs to stick together, you need to remain a vampire.
Right.
And I don't think she would, I don't think she would betray him by going on mom's side.
I got nervous for a second when everything happened with Cammy, thinking that Rebecca might enter her.
Yeah.
Before they can save anything that's going on right there, I'm nervous about Rebecca actually getting into Cammy.
Oh my gosh.
I know, because we see with the woman who played Esther before, she was still alive when Esther jumped into another body. So yeah. I think maybe Cammy might be taken over for a little bit.
I was thinking that too. Let's get into Cammy, because she wakes up in her bed not knowing anything about what happened. And the last time we saw, Esther enters the bar and is like, my sons have taken a liking to you. Yeah. And I was freaked out because she had vampire blood inside her from, being saved. So I'm thinking that she's about to be turned into a vampire.
Right.
Turns out instead, Esther has decided to prep her to be a, what did they call it? A portal? Not a portal.
A vessel.
A vessel. That's the word. I was like, it's not a portal. This isn't Mario Kart. But, you know, to be a vessel for Rebecca. And this was the plan all along. This was why Finn was spending time with her and everything.
But I was finding that very interesting because he looked like he took a liking to her. And I'm like, why would you want to put... I mean, everybody thought it was Esther going into her body at first. And he said, no, it was meant for Rebecca. But why would he want to put either one of them, really, into this girl that he was kind of liking?
I was thinking the same thing. I was also thinking the same thing about Esther because, you know, there's been the whole, like, Cammy and Klaus kind of relationship, too. So then putting Klaus's sister into the body of someone who he kind of sort of has a thing with sometimes seems a little creepy to me as well.
I know. That would be upsetting for me because, you know, I'm a fan of them.
Yeah, that's one way to guarantee they do not get together. So I'm making her his sister.
Right.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, maybe for a little bit they will. I don't know. I just think that this whole Rebecca always wanting this is going to be a problem.
My biggest problem, I think, with Rebecca, if she were to go into some Cammy or anyone else's body, would be that we wouldn't get the actress who plays Rebecca anymore. And in my mind, it's okay that Finn and Cole kind of have jumped bodies and been different people. And it's cool that Esther has. But Rebecca's, like, to me, she's one of the originals because she's, you know, one of the first set of the Michelsons that we met and we've known and we've grown with. Right. So to see her character without the actress, to me, that would be, like, blasphemous.
I know. I don't want to see her leave either.
Yeah.
But and I don't know. She's been gone for a long time.
She has been gone, but she always comes back. So I like her having the ability to go and come as she kind of pleases. So just for my own, for my fan's sakeness, like, don't do that to us.
Because we want to see her.
Yeah, she's an original, you know? Like, she's got to stay on the show as she is meant to be.
It took me a second to get into the new Cole, because I was used to him from Vampire Diaries, and I liked him over there. With Finn, I wasn't so, it didn't matter that much, because I felt like I didn't even get character development from Finn in Vampire Diaries, but it took me a minute to get into the new Cole. I like him now.
I do, too.
I'm still scared of him.
Oh, yeah.
But,
and I started watching The Awakening stuff online, and, you know, where you get the original Cole.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, because I was like, oh, my gosh, the two actors actually kind of do play the character in the same way. So even though it's two different people, you can get the sense that it is the same character.
Which is good acting.
Yeah, which is good acting. And I'm like, did they sit down and talk about this? How do you come up with that? I don't know. It was great to see, though. But back to Cammy. So she's just having a rough time at it, you know. She wakes up, has the stuff all over her, finds out that, you know, it's all about Esther. And then, because she's kind of mixed and mingled in, like, everyone's storylines tonight. Yeah. So I want to get into a little bit of the, as I'm going to say, Team Jaylee over here. Because that's who was on screen tonight, so that's who I want Haley with tonight.
Nice.
So with them, I love that we open with, you know, Jackson still trying to understand Ansel.
Yeah, Ansel. And mourn Ansel's death.
Yes.
Ansel's death, yes. And mourn Ollie, too.
Yeah, and Ollie. So, I mean, he's just trying to figure things out. We got Aiden over there who's like, yo, everyone's going to figure out that I was the one who kind of set Finn up. He's disappeared.
Right.
So Jackson says to set a meeting. And, I mean, the way he kind of put his foot down, it's like, there's the alpha! Yes, he's coming out! And then the next shot we get is him drinking at 10 a.m. I was like, oh, maybe he's not fully there yet. He's but
pushing out, slowly. Yeah,
slowly, he's getting his alpha back a little bit. But we learn that for the past months, however long they've been together out in the wood, he wrote down everything Ansel said about, you know, their history as wolves. And at the time, he didn't know that, one, he was Klaus's dad, or two, that, you know, he had been alive to see all of this stuff, the origins of it.
Right.
So a lot of stuff he didn't really believe before, but there's some stuff that, you know, he now knows that Ansel saw it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things, as Haley discovers in the little journal, is the unification ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a little confusing for me. So it's a ritual that bestows certain unique abilities onto every member of the pack.
By the two alphas.
By the two alphas getting married and, like, coming together. Because each pack used to have, like, their own separate talents. Like, this was the fast pack over here. This was, like, the super strong pack over here. So when the two alphas married, whoever was at the ceremony would then get those abilities as well. Is that...
Yeah, so they evolve and only become stronger by uniting all of their strengths.
Okay.
Which is what they plan to do, because Haley is a hybrid.
Yeah.
And they want to stop being under Esther's control, and so they need the moon rings right now, but if they're a hybrid, they don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a great idea. One little catch. This marriage can't be fake. It has to be a real deal marriage through sickness and health, till death do us part, have to take the vows very seriously. And Jackson's like, I mean, are you up for that? And he's like, I didn't think so. And my heart broke a little bit.
So what if they do try it and they get into each other, but then it doesn't work? Would all of the wolf pack just not have the powers anymore?
That's what I was a little confused about too, because at one point did I hear that they had to bury the alphas and then they re-emerge, or did I make that part up because I was watching it really late at night and I was kind of sleepy?
I don't remember that part.
Okay. Well, maybe I made up that part about burying the alphas, because even as I have it in my notes, I'm like, that doesn't make sense, I don't think. But we do know that it has to be for the real deal. And Haley's kind of on the fence about it. She goes and talks to Cammy.
Yes, I love about this things. Part.
I love this part too, as they're in like Cammy's little
lair area with all the stuff.
Of all the stuff. And they're just kind of talking, and Cammy brings up Elijah. It's like, well, does Jackson know about Elijah?
Oh.
And Haley's like, well, Elijah and I haven't really talked ever since I became a hybrid. Mm-hmm. And things are kind of weird right now. And Cammy gives her good advice and is like, you know what? It's something you need to reflect on and, you know, weigh the pros and cons and see how you really feel about it.
She says that Elijah's under her skin.
Yeah.
I love them.
I love them, too. I'll love them on the finale when, like, all we get is them.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I love them together. Right now, I'm just, like, a wishy-washy person.
It's fine.
I can't figure out my life. I can't choose. But, I mean, she does try to call Elijah before she goes to this meeting that's happening. Mm-hmm. Elijah ignores the phone call.
I think he was going to answer, but the whole man looking at him with this strange way in Elijah's eyes made him curious of what's going on there, more so than answering this phone call right now.
Did you think he was a spy? Or like a vampire or something?
I don't know. At first I thought so, but after seeing what he did in murdering everybody that was in the diner, I think it was just somebody gave him a weird eye and he is letting his mind get the best of him right now, and it's just going in all these directions and it's making him paranoid and think about the past and what he's done. Mm-hmm. I think it's more so that.
Okay, I think so too. I just wanted to ask your opinion. So then we get to the meeting, and I mean, who was it? Well, I think before we get to the meeting, we should talk about my other new favorite couple, Jaden.
I know.
Oh my gosh, they are so cute. So while Josh is hanging out with Davina so that she can like get away, she distracts him by telling him to invite Aiden over, mm-hmm. so that she can meet him. And Aiden's like a little nervous about the meeting. He's like, I don't know, the guys, you know, they're not going to want to follow Jackson. And right. Josh gives him really good advice. He's like, I mean, you're not the alpha, but those guys respect and look up to you. So if you stand up there with the alpha, like, they will follow your lead. So
yeah. I'm really happy that Josh has that too, after mm-hmm. all this time. Such a fun, you know, relationship to watch. And I think it's true, you know, like, unlike some of the relationships and, you know, these shows, it's a true one. It's happy all the time.
It's happy all the time. Even though they're from, you know, one's a werewolf, one's a vampire, they're finding a way to be happy in love. And that kiss was so sweet.
Yeah.
And when Josh was like, I was expecting a round of applause. I was in my bed clapping. I was
laughing.
Like, yay!
You're like, it's right here. Yeah.
I was like, you don't need to be to clap for you. I'm clapping for you. It's just so great. And I love seeing them together. And they're so cute.
I know.
But I'm a little worried for, you know, it is like Romeo and Romeo situation, like they said, where when both sides find out about it, probably not going to be accepting because of the whole werewolf vampire thing.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to pose a problem once it gets out.
Yeah, once it gets out. So then we get to the meeting, and Jackson's kind of having a hard time getting people to kind of be into it. They're like, you've been gone this whole time. Like, where have you been? Why should we listen to you? And then in walks Haley, just like a badass, like, yo, sit down and shut up and listen. It's like, yes. See, Jackson and Haley both had moments tonight where I was like, yes,
stand
the
up,
werewolf
yeah.
is coming out, and like, you're being alphas and leaders, and that's so great.
And she's always been so true to her werewolf side. And she showed them that tonight with just transforming.
That was pretty epic because I got scared. I was like, is she gonna go full transformation right now? Like, the fact that she just did it like halfway and stopped and came back and was like, see what I can do?
Yeah. She's still a wolf.
Yeah. She's like, I am still a wolf. Mm-hmm. So stop treating me like a vampire. Yes, that's part of me, but it's not the whole part of me.
Right.
Which is what I want people to just understand about her. So then she tells them about the unification ceremony. She's like, I know you guys grew up with these stories thinking that it was just a myth, but it's actually true. I'm a hybrid. Me and Jackson over here are going to get hitched. And anyone who's down for it can have my abilities. So basically, we're going back to having a hybrid army.
And I think it's going to be interesting when Klaus finds out a bit about this, because back in the day, he wanted to build his own hybrid army.
I wonder what he was just doing it in all, like, a creepy, horrible, kill everyone in the way kind of way.
He was the big bad then.
But I was like, this is basically what Klaus was trying to do all of season one.
Yes.
And they can do it just by getting married.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the craziest thing. But, you know, that's when we see Aiden. He's stands up and drops his moon ring. He's like, I'll join you. And then everyone else is happy about it.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely follow seeing Aiden, who's been leading, not the alpha, but leading them, taking that side.
Yeah, so maybe Jaden is in line to be the new Ollie, kind of like the second in command kind of person, because that's who everyone's been listening to this whole time.
I know, but hopefully Ollie comes back.
Yeah, we're still working on getting Ollie back. We still want him back. This whole Jaylee scene for me, it accumulates to this moment when it's afterwards and they're sitting in the church talking and Jackson and Haley's like, sorry about just throwing that at you out of nowhere. He was like, well, you know, I always thought I'd be the one proposing and not you. And then he gets down on one knee and he asks her to marry him, and he doesn't have a ring, and it's just so cute because she's like, no ring.
It was cute, and he loves her. I know he was stuck on the whole we were supposed to be married thing, but last episode he said, no, you're not the girl that I was waiting for, you're better. You could see it in his eyes when he proposed to her. He loves her.
He does. He had tears in his eyes.
I know.
He promised he was going to be... He's like, I know you're only doing this for the pack, but I promise I'm going to be a good husband to you. And I believe him, and I want them to go off into the woods and have a lot of fun together in that trailer that he's got. If the trailers are rocking, don't come a knocking. So that's my whole Jaylee spiel for the night. And then if Roxy were here, she would say, let's talk about the Scooby Gang.
Yes.
Scooby Gang, which involves a giant mixture of people tonight, because we have Davina, who's pissed off because she found out that Marcel actually took the White Oats steak and that Cole/Caleb, and gave both of them over to Klaus. Mm-hmm. She doesn't understand why Marcel's doing this. Marcel's like, look, you don't know him like I do. He's a bad guy. This is for your good. Stay here with Josh. I'll be back later. What Marcel and everyone needs to stop doing is that. Because it just makes her more angry because they're not keep giving her all the information. If you just said, hey, I'm going to go try and get some answers because this is what has happened. This is our side of the story that you need to hear. Then maybe she would have been more receptive to just sticking around and waiting for hanging out with Josh and Aiden.
Right, but instead he's just saying, you don't know everything, I'll be back, stay here.
Yeah.
And she, every time, is defying Marcel.
She's a teenager. If you tell her not to do something, she's going to go off and do it.
I know. How do you feel about her using the dark magic?
That was a surprise to me, but I was wondering what she was up to when she drank that gooey, icky-ness.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And then she kind of, you know, she goes over to the house and finds Klaus instantly and like starts provoking him because I was like, why is she provoking him to bite her? And it's like, okay.
Poison
her blood. And then was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Let's go drain his blood, drop him in a river somewhere and like be done with him. And I was like, whoa, Davina.
Yeah.
I know that she doesn't like Klaus and that Klaus has done a lot of bad things. Everyone who he's done those bad things to has been able to forgive him or at least move on and work with him.
Right.
But Davina is just so adamant about not wanting him around.
I know, she is. But she wanted to figure out how to unlink her friends, Marcel and Josh. And I think putting him in a lake, though, that would be an answer.
Yeah, I mean, he's out of the way for a little while, I guess.
But we can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that going on. So Cole, you know, explains, like, actually, I'm on their side now. That's why I'm not chained up anymore. And Davina, we really need you to get Klaus because they want to go after Esther, like, right there, right then and there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, if anything, like, we all hate him, but we need Klaus to go after Esther.
Right.
So, I mean, that's pretty much the plan right now.
Yeah, and also Cammie is on team.
Team.
Let's get Esther. Let's figure this out so she doesn't have to be a vessel.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And when she went and slapped Finn and was like, why me? I was like, okay. I know I've been a hater of Cammie for a while. But in that moment, I was like, finally, she's doing something that I can support and get behind. And as a human, just like, boom. That was a hard slap.
It was.
I love it when girls slap guys. I don't know why. I don't condone violence or, you know, domestic violence or anything like that. But a good slap on the face sometimes.
I love Cammie. She's becoming more and more important to the story.
I will say that she is now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're running low on time, so we should get into our predictions right now.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, for some reason, the CW wants to hurt my heart even more, and they're not airing a new episode next week. But the week after, December 8th, there will be a winter finale. So, they're skipping 1 week just to come back for only 1 hour episode for 1 week for the winter finale before 2015. That sucks.
I know. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it.
This has been my crack for the last 8 weeks on Monday nights, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but in the preview, we see Hope being reunited with her parents, Haley and Elijah having a moment, Esther holding the white oak stake, and also Esther and Michael out in the woods having a moment. Saying, and Michael saying, leave Klaus to me.
I was so excited to see them finally meeting.
Yes.
I've been wanting that for so long. And I'm really happy to see the parents meeting the baby.
Yeah. We didn't talk about that scene when Klaus is angrily going through the house and Haley's like, I need to talk to Elijah. I just did something. And he's like, come on. She's like, where are we going? To meet our daughter.
And that instantly became the most important thing. Yes. The other thing can wait.
Everything else can wait.
And I think...
Sorry, Jackson.
The Clayley fans loved it.
Yeah, the Clayley fans loved it. So, I mean, I loved seeing the preview of, you know, them actually getting to be back with their daughter. Do you think that their daughter will be back after this? Or is this just a moment and then she has to go and then her and Rebecca will go off again and dieting?
I feel like it might just be a moment. I think they don't want to put the baby into harm's way, and there's a lot more to come with Michael and Esther still both being out there. And I think, especially if Dahlia comes back into the picture, we need to get Hope out of here.
Yeah. And then I know that Jackson and Haley are engaged now and that they're supposed to get married and that I really want to see them get married. I don't know if the wedding's actually going to happen.
You don't?
I don't know. I just feel like if it happens, she won't be faithful to it or something. And what happens if they get married and then everyone gets her powers? And then all of a sudden she like, oh, Jackson, sorry. Actually, I'm going to go sleep with Elijah or Klaus or whoever, because I know there's fans of both. and then what happens to the pack at that point?
If I know.
The vows turn out not to be true.
That's the question that we have to, oh my gosh, I want answers to.
I want answers. I really wish that December 8th episode was like a 3 hour episode. So if you guys want to like flood Julie Plex of Twitter feed or anything like that, 3 hour winter finale, make Tiana happy. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our show tonight. Katie, they have 2 weeks until they're going to see you talk about this show again. Where can they find you in those 2 weeks to keep the conversation going?
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, and Instagram at Katie Campbell 13.
And you can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you're going onto YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things. Like, subscribe, leave us comments on everything. We read all of the comments, guys, and thank you so much for the love and support for our podcast, because we do it for you, the fans. We also love the show. We're huge fans of the show as well. I can be found on Twitter and on Instagram at the Tiana Hobson, and we'll see you guys on December 8th.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.